I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 10th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch wants the city to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property in Wollaston. During his State of the City address last night at Quincy High School, Koch said he'll begin the planning process to have the city purchase the 21-acre property and engage a public process to determine future uses for that site. Koch says the college has been informed of the city's interest in buying the property. An earlier proposal from ENC alumnus and developer Graham Crane to buy the property fell through recently. Koch says this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and he believes there is a plan out there to protect the neighborhood and create a community asset. Also last night, the mayor said he would be seeking funding from the city council to retrofit the Emilio Della Chiesa Early Childhood Center to help ease space issues at the Lincoln Hancock School, and said he'll be moving forward with plans to create a new elementary school at the former St. Mary's School in West Quincy. Koch also said in the coming months, the city will consolidate all of its emergency dispatch systems into a single room at the new public safety complex to eliminate redundancies. The mayor also intends to seek funding for new firefighter turnout gear that is free of forever chemicals. The city is suing the manufacturer of gear that was sold as chemical-free, but was not. And Koch said he'd be reconstituting a citizen advisory committee to explore creating an Adams Presidential Center and Performing Arts Center at the site of the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. Koch dedicated last night's speech to former mayors Arthur Tobin and James Sheets and Tobin's wife, all who died in January. It was a standing room only crowd for Koch's address in the auditorium at Quincy High School. A reception followed in the cafeteria. Now, fresh off winning a guilty verdict in the Brian Walsh murder case, the longtime chief trial counsel for the Norfolk District Attorney's Office has entered the race for the top job. Greg Connor filed paperwork with the state last week to establish his campaign committee, joining the crowded field of Democrats vying to replace Norfolk DA Michael Morrissey of Quincy. His entry into the race comes just weeks after Morrissey announced he will not seek re-election to the office he's held since 2010. Aside from a brief stint in Boston during his college years, Connor has spent his entire life in Norfolk County, where his family's roots go back generations. The Milton Democrat has spent 25 years in the DA's office, where he's worked under three different district attorneys. The 2026 election comes during a period of heightened scrutiny for the Norfolk DA's office, which came under fire for its handling of the high-profile Karen Reed and Sandra Birchmore cases. Connor is up against four others in the race for Morrissey's seat: public defense attorney Jim Barricap, former Suffolk County prosecutors DeJuna Perkins and Craig McClellan, and former federal prosecutor Adam Deitch, who investigated Norfolk County authorities over their handling of Reed's case. Hundreds of students were forced out of their dormitory at UMass Boston after a pipe burst. The sprinkler pipe ruptured on the 10th floor of Motley East Residence Hall yesterday afternoon. Dozens of dorm rooms were left saturated in water. The entire building was ordered to vacate until further notice because of an issue with the fire suppression system. A university spokesperson said a functioning fire suppression system is required for occupancy. The school is offering temporary housing to some students at the campus formerly known as Mount Ida in Newton. Students said there's only a limited amount of space there, and many had to make arrangements themselves. Some returned home with families, while others stayed in another residence hall or with friends at other universities. University officials said the school is working with the Boston Fire Department and Boston Inspectional Services Department to assess the extent of the impact and the steps needed to restore fire suppression services. Students are encouraged to visit the Clark Building, where staff members are available to provide support. A Brockton man has been sentenced in federal court in Boston for bribing a road test examiner to issue driver's licenses to people who did not pass or, in some cases, even take the road tests at the Registry of Motor Vehicles. 72-year-old Carlos Cardoso was sentenced last Friday to time served, a day in prison, to be followed by 2 years supervised release, with the first 6 months to be spent in home incarceration. Cardoso was also ordered to pay a $5,500 fine. In June of last year, Cardoso pleaded guilty to one count of honest service mail fraud and a count of conspiracy to commit mail fraud. In May of 24, Cardoso was indicted by a federal grand jury. Prosecutors said Cardoso, the former owner of a driving school, paid cash bribes totaling more than $20,000 to a road test examiner at the Brockton RMV Service Center to misrepresent that certain driver's license applicants had passed their road test when in fact they had not. Some of the applicants didn't even show up to take the test. As a result of the fraud, the RMV mailed driver's licenses to unqualified applicants. This is not the first time the Brockton RMV has been at the center of controversy. In January of 24, another driving instructor agreed to plead guilty to bribery charges. And in 2023, two were charged in connection with driver's license fraud schemes. A Massachusetts tax preparation business facing federal charges and is accused of cashing in on the COVID-19 pandemic by stealing millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded relief. According to federal prosecutors, the scheme targeted the Paycheck Protection Program, which was created to help struggling small businesses survive the economic fallout of COVID. Investigators say the operation occurred in Massachusetts and Florida and involved dozens of fraudulent loan applications. Court documents show that Lorne Johnson from Massachusetts, who operated on-the-go tax services, and three co-defendants recruited borrowers, prepared false paperwork, and inflated incomes to fraudulently qualify for PPP loans. Authorities say the group then took a cut of the loan proceeds. Investigators believe many of the borrowers knew the applications were fraudulent and willingly participated in the scheme. The defendants have been arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Legendary actor Henry Winkler, who became a household name when he played Arthur Fonzie Fonzarelli in the hit TV show Happy Days, will return to his Boston roots in May. Winkler, also known for his work as a director, a producer, and an author, will be this year's commencement speaker at Emerson College, May 9th at 7 p.m. at the Wang Theater. Winkler graduated from Emerson in 1967. He received a Doctor of Humane Letters from the school in 1978 at the peak of Happy Days, which aired on ABC for 11 seasons, from 1974 to 1984. For more than five decades, the 80-year-old Winkler has enjoyed success in Hollywood as an actor, producer, director, and best-selling author. His most recent project, Hazardous History, will return for a second season beginning in April on the History Channel. He's the executive producer and host. He co-starred on the HBO dark comedy Barry, and in 2018 won his first Primetime Emmy Award for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy. Winkler's also won two Television Critics' Choice Awards and was nominated for both a Golden Globe and a SAG Award. Best known as the Fonz on Happy Days, which ran for 10 years, he won two Golden Globe Awards and was nominated three times for an Emmy. He's appeared in over 100 television series and specials. Some of his feature film credits include Night Shift, Here Comes the Boom, The Waterboy, Click, Heroes, Holes, and Scream. About 1,000 undergraduate students will receive their degrees during three school ceremonies to be held at Emerson throughout the day on May 9th. The all-college commencement for bachelor's and master's degree candidates will begin at 7 p.m. The Quincy Police Department will be providing car seat installations and inspections today at the new police station. From 4 to 8 p.m., residents can drive to the front of the new police station on C Street and ask an officer inside for a car seat installation technician. That service will be provided at no cost every Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 20 points. The Nasdaq's up 207. And the S&P added 32. Global stocks also higher. The dollar was down. The euro was also down. And oil at $64 a barrel. The forecast from the National Weather Service today. Clouds with snow moving in the afternoon at a high of 34. Snow continues this evening, accumulating 2 to 4 inches with a low of 21. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 35. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 34. And sunny on Friday, the high of 34. The marine forecast calls for 1-foot waves, west winds at 5 to 10 knots, become southerly later today and a high tide at 6:01 p.m. Sunrise 6:46, sets at 5:09. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, February 10th.